Hey there, Stardusties. Did you know that it's believed that certain frequencies of sound have healing and even restorative properties? So today on Star Queen Paranormal, we'll be discussing solfeggio healing frequencies. Stay tuned, little Stardusties.
Things are big.
Align the stars with the bizarre. Oh,
every day that makes you say, hey.
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
How do you do, little Stardusties? This is your Hellion Harmonic Harpy, Space Pirate, Symphonic Siren, Enthusiast of the Strange and Extraordinary, and the Slayer of your Sleep Paralysis Demons. I am Exy, and just like every episode, I'd like to do a quick reminder. The point of this podcast is not to convince anyone that any of this is real, as life requires a healthy dose of skepticism. Our goal is to present information for you to form your own opinions and ideas on some of the more curious subjects of our reality. Not to change your mind, but to broaden it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very 18th episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. And here is some spiritual stuff on the number 18. Angel number 18 is a clear sign from your divine forces or guardian angels that you are doing something right where your spiritual life is concerned. In numerology, 18 represents new beginnings and abundance. The 18th tarot card is the moon card. The moon is a card of illusion and deception, and therefore often suggests a time when something is not as it appears to be, a hidden truth. According to Wikipedia, the number 18 is lucky in Chinese tradition, as it sounds similar to words that mean definitely get rich or to get rich for sure. And in the United States, the age 18 is largely considered the beginning of adulthood. And that's just some stuff on the number 18. So, you've stuck around for 18 episodes. Are you bored yet? Good, because I'm not. Stick around for as long as you like. I love you all, Stardusties. Today's episode, we'll be discussing solfeggio healing frequencies. And if I am a good noodle, and I edit this episode on time, I can perhaps find some sound clips for you, so that you can hear examples. Because I like to hear things. Plus, what exactly does 174 hertz mean to you if you can't hear what I'm talking about? So if I'm a very good Star Queen, I will find some open source frequencies to match their descriptions, so that you can experience the power of sound! No, really. Sound and frequency is supposed to have power. I guess you'll hear what I'm talking about in a bit. But first, it's everybody's favorite time. Terrible Tarot! It's truly terrible. For those of you new to the game, this is a segment I like to call Terrible Tarot. Now, what makes it so terrible, you may be asking, and if not, I am asking for you. Well, you wouldn't pay me for this reading. However, if you do want to throw money at me, I have a segment called Not So Terrible Tarot on our Patreon at patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. Your cards for today are the Star, the Seven of Swords, and the Knight of Swords. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into the cards. And today's terrible interpretation. I'm seeing that there's something bringing you hope or inspiration. It's feeling like your stars are aligning and you're finally allowing yourself to be happy. but you're suspicious of your own happiness, and so you've been careful not to trudge forward with excitement. You've been careful on expressing your emotions, but also feeling your emotions. And the cards are advising you that it's okay to let yourself feel excited. It's okay to be optimistic. It's okay to feel happy. And it's definitely okay to go after the things you want in life. And that was terrible. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And that quote, of course, is attributed to Nikola Tesla. Today's bizarre headline is from August 31st, 2022, from news.mit.edu. MIT's MOXIE experiment reliably produces oxygen on Mars. The MIT-led Mars Oxygen In Situ Resource Utilization Experiment, or MOXIE for short, has been successfully making oxygen from the red planet's carbon dioxide-rich atmosphere since April 2021, about 2 months after it touched down on the Martian surface as part of NASA's Perseverance rover and Mars 2020 mission. According to a study published in the Journal of Science Advances, by the end of the year in 2021, a lunchbox-sized instrument, MOXIE, was able to produce oxygen on 7 experimental runs in a variety of atmospheric conditions, including during the day and night, and through different Martian seasons. In each run, the instrument reached its target of producing 6 grams of oxygen per hour, about the rate of a modest tree on Earth. Scientists are hoping that someday they could create a scaled-up version of MOXIE that could continuously produce oxygen at the rate of several hundred trees. At that capacity, the system should generate enough oxygen to both sustain humans once they arrive and fuel a rocket for returning astronauts back to Earth. The research they've had on MOXIE so far has been supported, in part, by NASA, and seems to be a promising first step in the direction of space travel, or even human missions to Mars. I need a moment to astral project myself to where I last left my keys. Be right back, little Stardusties.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on.
I'm back, little Stardusties. Hey, real quick, if the sound in this episode is a little strange, it's because I have an ear infection in both ears, but it's difficult for me to hear what the episode sounds like. Even while editing. I promise I will get back to it normal next week, if you can hang on. But let's just jump right in, shall we? Did you know that tones and sounds are believed to have healing qualities? I'm talking, of course, about the solfeggio healing frequencies. According to BetterSleep.com, solfeggio frequencies refer to specific tones of sound that help with and promote various aspects of body and mind health. The name comes from solfège, or the sol fa, which is a music education method used to teach oral skills, pitch, and sight reading. You might be more familiar with the tonic sol fa. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. This is the scale that's most often used in English-speaking countries. There are rumors that healing and restorative properties of the sound frequencies were known in ancient cultures throughout the world, both Eastern and Western cultures, and that the healing properties were lost to humans, to time, and then magically rediscovered in modern times. The solfeggio frequencies are highly regarded in religion and mathematics. A frequency is the rate per second of a vibration, constituting a sound wave, and these sound waves are measured in hertz. In fact, though not a healing frequency, most of our modern music is tuned in to frequency 440 hertz. In 1988, biochemist Glenn Rhine, a PhD, converted and recorded solfeggio scale Gregorian chants to scalar audio waves. The results were played to test tubes containing DNA. He measured ultraviolet light absorption on the DNA. He also compared the results to other forms of music. He compared Gregorian chants, Sanskrit chants, classical music, and rock. And while classical music and rock had little influence, he found that the Gregorian and Sanskrit chants caused a marked increase in UV light absorption, up to a 9% increase. In the 1990s, Dr. Joseph Puglio developed a theory that frequencies could be used therapeutically. In an article from Anti-Aging Medical News, pulsed healing frequencies had a positive impact on osteoporosis. In a study published in 2019, Italian scientists played 440 hertz, the frequency at which most modern music is played, and compared the health effects versus 432 hertz being one of the solfeggio healing frequencies. The study monitored the health effects of the different frequencies on 33 participants, none of whom suffered from any known acute or chronic diseases. The study consisted of the participants listening to music on these frequencies on two different days for 20 minutes. One day they listened to music that was 440 hertz, and another day they listened to 432 hertz, the healing frequency. What they found was that 432 hertz was associated with a slight decrease of blood pressure, a marked decrease of heart rate, a mean of negative 4.79 beats per minute, slight decrease of mean respiratory rate, and the subjects were more focused and generally in a better mood after the 432 hertz sessions, compared to the 440 hertz sessions, the control session, in which there was little to no difference in participants after the session. A Japanese study from September 2018 was conducted in a similar fashion. For this study, researchers used the frequency 528 Hz. They found that 528 Hz increased oxytocin and lowered cortisol, and concluded that healing frequency 528 Hz reduces stress even if listeners were exposed for a short amount of time. In yet another study, snails exposed to solfeggio frequencies became more focused and active compared to a control group of snails. And another study, published in the Journal of Addiction Research and Therapy, claims that frequency 528 Hz reduced the toxic effects of ethanol, as in the principal ingredient in alcoholic beverages. 528 Hz was also shown to increase cell life by 20%. So at this point, you're either convinced that there's something to these healing frequencies, or you need more evidence. In either case, you're probably wondering, well, how does it work? The suggested use is a form of sound therapy to aid in meditation, relaxation, or achieving deep sleep. Select a healing tone that matches your needs. You can listen to it through headphones or as background noise. Lie down and relax. Don't try to control your thoughts. Instead, let your thoughts happen. without judgment, without you needing to control where they go. It is suggested that you listen to your chosen solfeggio frequency for at least 15 minutes and a few times a week. There are 9 main solfeggio frequencies, from 174 Hz to 963 Hz. The first one I'm going to discuss is 174 Hz. Solfeggio healing frequency 174 Hz is said to relieve pain and stress, enhance concentration. It is said to provide a sense of security to the organs in the body, and it is said to be especially beneficial when it comes to pain in the lower back, feet, and legs. This is a sample of 174 Hz on a tuning fork. Next is 285 Hz. This frequency is said to help treat minor injuries and wounds in the body. It is also said to help fix damage to the organs and repair cells. And this is a Tibetan singing bowl tuned at 285 Hz. Hz is said to bring balance to your root chakra. It's actually the first of the solfeggio healing frequencies associated with chakra meditation. It is believed to help you overcome fear. It gives power to the mind and helps you believe in achieving your goals. It eradicates feelings of guilt, and it is said to liberate the mind from negative beliefs and thoughts. Hz is said to remove negative energy, both in the body and the surrounding environment. It is believed to remove negative thoughts, facilitate change, help you work through trauma, which, if you're spiritual at all, a lot of spiritual people who've had awakenings find that learning from and healing their inner trauma is a big part of a spiritual awakening. Anyway, 417 Hz is used to balance your sacral chakra. Hz is not one of the 9 main solfeggio healing frequencies, but it is the one mentioned in the Italian blood pressure study. So I thought I'd go ahead and play that one too. Hz. This frequency is said to balance your solar plexus chakra. This tone is also known as the love frequency. This frequency is said to activate imagination, intention, and intuition. 528 Hz is said to balance, bring more self-confidence and self-esteem. And this is also the frequency in the study they used that was shown to reduce cortisol and raise oxytocin. It is said to increase concentration in rats. It is said to reduce anxiety. And it is spiritually believed to attract love or attract union for twin flames or divine counterparts. Hz is said to balance the heart chakra. It is believed to balance emotions and elevate your mood. It is also said to promote communication, love, understanding, and bring harmony to interpersonal relationships. 639Hz has shown to encourage cells to communicate within its environments. Hz is associated with the throat chakra. It is said to have a cleansing effect on the body. It removes toxins and detoxifies the cells and organs. It purifies the mind and body, promotes expression and solutions. It is said to awaken intuition and can provide mental clarity. It is also said that it can be used to help those struggling with chronic pain. Hz is associated with your third eye chakra. It is said to rebalance your spirituality, help you connect to the universe and your own consciousness on a deeper level. It is also said to awaken your intuition and inner strength, and it raises energy in cells. And finally, 963Hz is associated with the crown chakra. This tone is also known as the frequency of the gods. It is believed to activate the pineal gland. It raises positive energy and vibrations, and it is said to create room for oneness and unity within the spiritual realm. To listen to full-length healing frequency meditations, search for Solfeggio Healing Frequencies. That's SolfeggiO. Search for Solfeggio Healing Frequencies on your music player of choice. So, Stardusties, I ask you, do you believe in the restorative properties of tones and frequencies? Have you had any positive experiences with the healing frequencies firsthand? Do you have any other paranormal experiences you wish to share? Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Message us at starqueenparanormal on Facebook and Instagram. Poke around on our TikTok that I never update. Or, if the spirit moves you, send some money our way at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where, for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while supporting a Star Queen in need.
I like treasure!
So, Stardusties, may your hearts learn to vibrate at the frequency of unconditional love. Unconditional love for yourself, unconditional love for others, and an unconditional understanding for the mysteries of the universe. Never forget that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.